102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. We're just starting it off now, so you got some first clues for us.
I
got
do.
Us rolling.
I have a dead guy that you know from the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, but you also know him from television and film.
Oh.
Okay. Headlines, TV, film.
Did he make the headlines first?
Yeah.
Were TV and film about his headlines, maybe? Or
no,
did
not necessarily.
No. So, okay.
Some of it was, some of it wasn't.
Okay, so he's got some talent. All right, 955 WBAB, known from headlines, TV, and film, movies, right?
Word.
All right. Dead guy in the envelope, get your yes or no questions in, 955 WBAB, try to figure out the name of the celebrity on the paper in the envelope. It's next on BAB, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Just started off dead guy in the envelope. JP has the name of the celebrity on a paper in the envelope, and he's got clues.
I have a dead guy you know from the headlines, but you also know him from TV and film.
Right.
Okay, but you mostly know him from the headlines.
Okay. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Roger, you ever get somebody that guesses on the first one?
No.
Audie Murphy.
No.
Sorry.
I still haven't gotten
anyone. World War II hero. Hi, BAB, you're on.
Is it a military hero?
No.
Not a military guy,
not
sorry.
Not military, nope.
Hi, BAB, dead guy. What's your guess? Go ahead.
Audie Murphy.
It is not Audie Murphy. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Guy. Hi, BAB, dead guy.
Yeah, was it from the black and white era?
No.
Sorry.
All right, thanks.
Hey, BAB, dead guy.
Yeah, dead guy. Is it Bernie Mac?
No. And when I say he's not military, I mean, you don't know. He was in the military, but that's not what you know him for.
Mm. Was he a black guy?
No, white guy.
White guy.
Yep.
American guy?
Yep.
All right. 955-WBAB. We know him from the headlines and then got to know him from TV and film?
TV and film, yes.
But the TV and film wasn't necessarily about what he made the headlines for? Like, you know
right.
what I mean?
Okay. Right.
So some
of the TV,
career.
Some of the TV was... Some of it wasn't. The movies really weren't, you know.
Okay. 955 WBAB. See if you can figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Dead guy in the envelope's underway. My partner JP has the dead guy. We're trying to figure out the celebrity's name that's on the paper in the envelope.
You know him from the headlines.
Hmm.
He is a white guy. You also know him from TV. You also know him from film.
We know he's an American.
He is an American. He was in the military, but that's not what you know him for.
Okay.
Okay?
Hi, BAB. Go ahead with a question.
Yeah, Dead Man in an Envelope. Was he a singer?
No.
All he right. wasn't a singer?
He's not a singer. No.
All right. So that rules out Elvis Presley. I'm sure everybody was starting to think about him a little bit. But keep in mind, the headlines came first, then the TV film career came next.
Correct.
So that's a big
And like the
thing.
TV, some of the stuff were about his headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Some wasn't.
Right. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. Here are your clues so far to figure out the celebrity's name that's on the paper in the envelope.
You know him from the headlines.
Right.
You also know him from television. You also know him from film. Actually, you know him from film for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The stuff on TV, some of it is because of the headlines, some of it is not. He was in the military, but that's not really what you know him for.
Okay.
He is a white guy.
Yeah. American guy.
American guy.
He wasn't a singer.
No, not a singer.
All right. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, was he an athlete?
No.
Hi, you're on the air for dead guy.
Is it Bruce Jenner? Because his male Bruce Jenner is dead now.
No. No. It is not Bruce Jenner.
Hi, BAB. Your guess. Go ahead.
Was it Bruce Jenner the man?
No, it is not Bruce Jenner the man.
Hi, BAB.
Hi, was he ever president?
No.
Was he a politician of any kind?
Yes.
Oh. Hi, BAB, dead guy.
I got a guess. Ronald Reagan?
It is not Ronald Reagan, no.
BAB, you're on.
Was he a sports figure?
No. Was he a president? No.
So
was he Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, I know. But he was a politician?
Yes.
Of some sort?
Yes.
And he was known from the headlines. It was the reason he had headlines because he was a politician before he was a TV and film guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But it wasn't Ronald Reagan.
Multiple offices he held.
We know this. Oh. Okay. 955 WBAB. Let's go with that clue. See if you can figure it out.
But not a president.
For dead guy in the envelope. Right. 955 WBAB. Roger and JP, dead guy in the envelope. JP's got it. We're trying to figure out this guy. Just give them the clues in case they're just tuning in.
All right.
Who the celebrity is.
He was a white guy. He was a...
American guy.
He's an American guy. You know from the headlines, but you also know him from TV and movies. You know him from film and multiple reasons. TV, you know, for multiple reasons, too. One was his headlines and then some other stuff not having to do with his headlines. He wasn't a singer.
He was a politician, but not a president, you said.
He was a politician, not a president.
Not
correct.
Vice president, right. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, guys. How about Sonny Bono?
How about no? I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He kind of had a catchphrase.
Huh. Like on his TV career, he had a catchphrase, or as a politician?
Kind of. Yeah.
Had a catchphrase as a politician.
Yep.
Ted has this quick BAB news update. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. All right, JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. The name on the paper in the envelope is a celebrity of his choosing. We got to figure out who it is.
I just gave you a hint. He had a little bit of a catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
He was an elected official. He held multiple offices.
But he wasn't a president.
Was not a president or a vice president. Mm. You know him from the headlines. You also know him from TV and film. Mm. Both of those for multiple reasons.
Right.
Okay. You know, that's really about it.
Okay. Good morning, B.A.B.
White guy, American guy.
Right. Go ahead.
Hey, is it David Carradine?
It is not David Carradine.
Hi, B.A.B. Go.
Hey, is it his daughter, Ed Koch?
It is Ed Koch.
What?
How am I doing?
Oh, okay.
That was his catchphrase. He used to ride the subways and ask the people in New York, how am I doing?
Right.
He was a mayor, so the mayor thing came first.
Got it.
He was on over 60 TV shows and movies.
Serious?
And he also had a thing where it was like the mayor in the movies, where he would do movie reviews.
Right.
But he was a mayor of this good city of New York.
Uh-huh. And I didn't know he had all TV and film stuff, like 60 things?
60.
But no specific TV show except the mayor movie review thing.
It says here, in addition to being showcased on Mayor at the Movies, his film reviews were regularly featured on the Huffington Post and also the New York newspaper, The Villager. In addition to reviewing movies, the mayor appeared in more than 60 Hollywood films and television shows as himself.
Oh, my God.
Including Sex and the City, Spin City, Saturday Night Live, The Muppets Take Manhattan. A documentary about his life was released a couple years ago.
I didn't know.
The Honorable Ed Koch is indeed the dead guy in the envelope.
Great job on your part. Hang on.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.